If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Okay, Bob Bertog joins us, president of the Bertog Landscape Company, on Wednesdays at about 1:11, and it's Wednesday at 1:11. Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm doing well, John. How are you this week?
I think I'm doing better. This rain is what I needed. My lawn was just starting to show a little brown, and I think this is going to help out.
This will definitely help. We're still actually about 4 inches below normal for the season.
That much? Wow.
So, yeah, and the only bad thing, like, when you have these heavy rains and it comes down so fast, a lot of it ends up just in the sewer because it just rolls off so quickly. But yesterday wasn't that bad. We had about a half an inch. It was a nice steady rain, and you know, we need it. The landscape needs it.
Probably could have used a little more. I don't think it came down so fast, though. I think I got to keep a lot of what came down on my yard.
Yeah, there were a couple of, for like a half hour, it was coming down pretty good. But otherwise, yeah, it was the perfect pace for it to come down. And then the only thing I wanted, just a little pointer now, because grass is going to start to take off, especially if it warms up. People are going to fall behind on their mowing, so don't try and mow too much without, you might have to use a catcher. You know, we talked about mulching the grass blades, and that's okay. But if the grass is too long, it might not mulch so well. So you might have to use your catcher. Just a piece of advice.
Hey, Bob, we have a terrible time getting a decent lawn. Our son-in-law recommended using eye seeds, EYE seeds. What does Bob think of that? I don't even know what those are, Bob.
Never heard of them. No idea.
Eye seeds, unless this is a typo, but it's spelled it EYE seeds. Should I be trimming the branches on my knockoff rose bushes that do not have any new growth, says Kathy?
Yes, it's probably just winter kill. Just cut it back to live tissue, which is real easy to identify because it's either black or brown, and then the live tissue is green.
This is Bob. My roses have been almost skeletonized by small green caterpillars or worms. Do you know what they could be and what is the best way to get rid of them?
If they're still in the worm state, that's the larval state, I don't know what they are. It's going to turn into a beetle or something eventually. Just an insecticide, a contact insecticide, if you can actually see them feeding. And then, you know, that should knock them off the leaves and kill them.
Our number's 312-981-7200 if you've got a question for Bob Bertog. Hey, Bob, I've got a question about coffee grounds around my dwarf lilac bushes. My sister does that, and her lilacs are beautiful. Why is that, and do you like that?
It's twofold. It's organic matter, so it's going to help the soil, and obviously the plants like when you put organic matter back into the soil. And I've also heard people use coffee grounds as a deterrent for, like, rabbits and other animals that would chew on the plants.
So we have a little garden bed in our backyard, Bob, where we're going to plant some flowers. And it just didn't do that well last year. Is there such a thing as that's just a bad batch of soil you have there? And if so, what do you do about that? You make me think about this when you talk about, you know, the condition of the material that the plants are growing in. I wonder if I've got a bad batch of yard there.
It's absolutely possible. Is it a garden? Is it a raised garden, like in a box, or is it in the ground?
It's in the ground.
Okay, so that's better, because then there's more activity in the soil when it's in the ground as opposed to confined to a closed space. But absolutely, soil is a constantly changing profile, and that's why people some years might not have any issues with their turf or their garden, and then all of a sudden it doesn't work. You do a soil test and you find out that the whole profile has changed. So go ahead and mix in some organic matters, put in some fertilizer, some compost, try it. And then if you see that the plants aren't really starting to thrive early, you still might have some time before July to try and get a fresh harvest in there. Do a remove and replace of the soil that's there and, start over.
I went to the hardware store and I says, give me some peat moss. And then they rung me up. And then I went out back and they brought out a container the size of a Volkswagen. I'm like, holy cow. I bought like $40 worth of, I think it was peat moss. Any thoughts about that stuff, Bob?
Well, you got a big bale of it. When you open the bag, too, it's like that, you know, when the life raft, you blow it up. There's a lot more in there than you think. So the stuff works. It holds moisture. It, again, puts organic matter back into the soil. But, yeah, you don't need the big, huge bale of it all the time.
So then I just mix that in with the dirt maybe and just pray over it? I mean, just kind of, I'm not going to dig out all the dirt and throw it away. I'm going to use the same soil, right, Bob?
Right. Definitely. Yeah, definitely you want to mix it in, because if the seeds grow just in the peat moss alone, they really, those roots need something to grab onto, and the soil or the peat moss just isn't have enough content to it. So you need to mix it in with the soil so the roots have something to grab onto.
Our number is 312-981-7200. Let's pick up some phone lines. We'll start with Judy. You're on with Bob Bertog. Hi, Judy.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Judy. Go ahead. Hey, Judy. What's your question, Judy?
Okay, I have an Ijo peony. For the past 5 years, it's been absolutely gorgeous. This year, about 20% of it came up, and it looks terrible.
This is your peonies.
An Ijo.
I don't know what you just said.
It's an Ijo. It's a grafted peony. It's a, I guess, a Japanese peony.
Okay, Bobby, you know much about that?
I don't know a lot about that, any particular peonies, but I do know I've seen some really struggling this year. And everything I've been reading, I just see more and more about the desiccation from the winter, from the lack of the snow. There's a lot of things getting blamed for that. I know turf grass is a huge victim of the desiccation from the winter. Could be the same thing with plants.
Bob,
that could be going on with
peonies,
her.
Peonies, those are the ones that come up with like that round bulb and then it opens up and the ants crawl across it and all of that. That's the one we're talking about?
That's how they pollinate the ants. That's why a lot of people don't like them next to their house, because the ants, there are a lot of ants. That's how they cross-pollinate.
Well, we have some of those around my house, and if I don't get the wicker basket, the wire rim basket around it, then they all just kind of fall down. God did not invent those things that smart, because the flower gets heavy, and then the whole thing leans over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a short span of a pretty flower, but people love them.
Oh, they are so pretty, and I want to bring them in. And Brenda's like, don't bring that in the house. We're going to bring the bugs in the house. And that she may be right about that, right?
Well, you could wash them off. You could wash the ants off. She is right to say yes or no. Yes, she's correct.
This is WGN. Bob Bertog's here, President Bertog Landscape Company. Hey, John, please ask Bob what's a good fertilizer for boxwood bushes. Love the show, says 847. What am I going to do about those, Bob?
You just want to find a well-balanced evergreen fertilizer, because you got to remember boxwoods are evergreens. And you can either get a granular one and put it at the base and then water it in, or you can use like a root feeder where you can put the pellets into the root feeder and then just do it like a slow feed along the hedge.
Let's go to Kim. You're on WGN Radio. Kim is on line 3, I think. There you are, Kim. Hi, Kim. What's your question
Hello.
For Bob?
Question, Rose of Sharon's. I've got a bunch of Rose of Sharon's this year that are just lovely with leaves, and I've got 3 that have no leaves on them at all, but it does look like the stalks are still green. Just trying to figure out what I can do to help them, or is it just really, really super late for these couple?
It seems odd that you'd have some of them that are leafing out and the other ones aren't. But if there's green tissue underneath the bark, they're still alive. So maybe give them a shot of fertilizer and make sure they're being watered.
Okay. I can do that.
Well, but don't give up on them is the point. And Bob, it seems like we got all these things in our yard. You got the Roses of Sharon and the boxwoods and then the evergreens and all this stuff. Is it one basic shrub and tree fertilizer that goes for all of those things, or do I got to find ones that are very specific to these different plants?
You can use a general fertilizer for all of them, but if people have a specific variety of a plant that's struggling, like if she was saying that they're, you know, those Rose of Sharon or somebody's boxwoods specifically are struggling, get something that's honed more into that specific type of plant, like it's an evergreen or it's a deciduous. But to answer your question, yes, you can just use a general, well-balanced fertilizer for all of it.
And does the fertilizer I use on my grass help my bushes and other plants?
It's not going to hurt it. It usually just there is some overspray or that goes into the beds, and it's not going to hurt anything. So, yes, but typically, though, you don't use the same fertilizer in the grass as you do for your trees and shrubs.
This is Kathy. You're on with Bob Bertog. Go ahead, Kathy.
Hi, Bob. If I apply Grub-X to my lawn, do I also lay down fertilizer that same week, or do I wait on the fertilizer?
Actually, this is the perfect time of the year to be putting down your round two of fertilizer. And most, well, not most, I shouldn't say that. A lot of your round two fertilizers include a preventative grub control. So you can use a combination product, and then you save on the labor. You only put down one product, and it's doing the net, the feeding, and also the preventative insecticide.
But if you've got different products, it's okay to put them down at the same time?
Yes, correct. Just make sure you read the label, because I guarantee you the insecticide is going to go down at a much lower rate than the fertilizer.
Insecticide is going to go down at a much lower rate than the fertilizer. Well, I'm okay with that too, right?
Yeah, that's why I like the combination products, because then it's let the professionals at the chemical plant blend it together, and then you just follow their directions. So, again, you know I'm a big proponent of following the instructions. So if you do have both or two different products, just make sure you read the instructions.
Yeah, that's what I don't like about you. So so step two on some of those things, Bob, has a grub control in it?
Yes. It's very common.
Yeah. Back to coffee grounds, John. Is it good for clematis? Boy, we've got some clematis at our place, and they're doing well this year, Bob. What's coffee grounds probably good for the clematis, too, or doesn't hurt, huh?
Yeah. No, it's not going to hurt. Again, it's an organic matter. It's when, like, people do their own kitchen chemistry and make their own compost. Well, coffee grounds are a big part of that. And then, you know, the eggshells and fruit peels and everything else. If you're into the doing a lot more work in your kitchen and make your own compost, coffee grounds would be part of it.
Is it still okay to trim low branches of an oak tree?
Anytime you have a branch that's impeding with either vehicular or pedestrian traffic, yes, you can trim it. But, you know, you're getting into the time of the season, though, to do any pruning of an oak tree, you should wait. Best time to prune oaks is usually in November. December.
What does Bob rate as the most pesky weed? My vote, says 708, is Creeping Charlie or Lawn Violets. Bob, what's the weed that's the toughest?
Those are my top two. The violets are actually harder than the Creeping Charlie.
Really?
Yeah, they're difficult to control.
I live in Door County and have some ferns in my wooded area. Can I transplant them to my garden now?
Yes. The only thing you want to make sure you do is provide this similar environment. If you take a fern out of a very shady area, which is where they're most commonly grown, they will not do well in full sun if you just take them out of one environment into a new one. So you want to plant it in a similar environment that it's growing in naturally.
A small Japanese maple tree has a lot of leaf growth on the lower two-thirds, but the top has barren branches with possible buds. What's going on there, Bob? Any ideas?
A lot of Japanese maples I've seen this spring, upon a closer inspection, cicada damage.
Oh.
They didn't leaf out on the top half because you still have cicada damage. So what you can do, though, is prune out those dead stems and, you know, hope for some sucker growth on the base. And they should come back next year, if not even yet this year.
So I'll have to get Brenda up on a ladder then to do that. I mean, if it's the top of the thing there, Bob. We got time
there
for maybe one more question, and that'll be you, Dave. You're on WGN with Bob Bertog.
Hey, Bob and John. I've got a contorted filbert, which is really looking bad this year. There's hardly any leaves on it.
I beg your pardon?
A contorted filbert.
That's what I thought you said. What is that?
It's a type of plant. Harry Lauder's walking stick is its generic name.
Uh-huh.
Generic. It's got the contorted branches.
Gilbert. Well, so what's your question now?
It's looking terrible. There's hardly any leaves on it, and it looks like it's dying. There are some branches with green leaves on them, but very minimal.
Maybe that's what it's supposed to be doing. Bob, what's your thought about that?
Go back to what's happening to the Japanese maple. Look closely at it and look for cicada damage on the underside of the branches. I wouldn't be surprised if that's what's going on there.
And in any of these cases, do you cut the, if it's a dead branch, then you cut it off, Bob? Is that the plan?
Well, what you want to do is scratch the surface of it. And if you have green underneath there, it could produce new buds in those areas of the branch. But if you peel it back and it's dead tissue underneath there, just prune it out.
Okay, good luck. Hang in there. We try and help as best we can. That's Bob Bertog. He helps a lot. The president of the Bertog Landscape Company. Bobby, I hope you can join us next week.
Absolutely, John. Have a great week.